you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As always, you bring up anything if you make the call, 800-259-9231. Starting things out here tonight with a story I briefly, I think I mentioned it on last night's show, but we didn't get a chance to get to it. I'm talking about education and a fairly mainstream news article that's come out from, I guess, a guy that I think he worked for the Boston Globe. Now he's working at Birmingham. I don't know. Jeff Jacoby, formerly of the Boston Globe. Maybe he's still there. Anyway, it's a great little story that takes a real honest look at government education.
Really?
Far more honest than you would normally see in a mainstream press story. So we'll get started here, and then we'd love to hear from you. He says, this is from his article here, freedom of education being an essential of civil and religious liberty must not be interfered with under any pretext whatever, the party's national platform declared. We are opposed to state interference with parental rights and rights of conscience in education of children as an infringement of the fundamental doctrine that the largest individual liberty consistent with the rights of others ensures the highest type of American citizenship and the best government. We are opposed to state interference with parental rights. That's, again, from a party platform. What party do you think that was?
Well, that sounds pretty libertarian-like to me.
It sure does. Well, that ringing endorsement of parental supremacy in education was adopted by the Democratic National Convention in Chicago back in 1892.
Okay, I was going to say, that's nothing like I've heard from them in quite a while.
Exactly, which, as Jacoby says, just goes to show what was possible before the Democratic Party was taken hostage by teachers' unions.
Yeah, it's basically anyone giving money to these people, and they're going to pander to them and give them what they want. Now, the Democratic Party is not for privatizing education. They really want to protect the teacher unions and get in there for government education.
Yep, and these teachers' unions are just bad news. I mean, they're some of the most powerful.
Yeah, they're one of the top contributors to the Democratic, and they actually give some money to the Republicans
as well. I
believe.
Wondrous to relate, says Jacoby, the platform also warned that, quote, the tendency to centralize all power at the federal capital has become a menace. It also blasted barriers to free trade as robbery of the great majority of the American people for the benefit of the few, and pledged relentless opposition to the Republican policy of profligate expenditure. Today, on education, as on so much else, the Democrats sing from a different hymnal. When the party's presidential candidates debated at Dartmouth College recently, they were asked about a controversial incident in Lexington, Massachusetts, where a second-grade teacher, to the dismay of several parents, had read her young students a story celebrating same-sex marriage. Were the candidates comfortable with that? Yes, absolutely, former Senator John Edwards promptly replied. I want my children to be exposed to all the information, even in second grade, because I don't want to impose my view. Nobody made me God. I don't get to decide on behalf of my family or my children. I don't get to impose on them what it is that I believe is right. None of the other candidates disagreed, even though most of them say they oppose same-sex marriage. Thus, in a little over 100 years, the Democratic Party and much of the Republican Party has been transformed from a champion of parental rights and the rights of conscience in the education of children to a party whose leaders believe that parents don't get to impose their views and values on what their kids are taught in school.
But it really gives them no choice. There's one size fits all, and if you're a parent, you don't have a choice of what your kids learn. And so,
well, unless you can afford to send them to a private school.
Well, yes, of course, but these teacher unions are against this, and for the most part, you're jumped upon if you are against public education.
Oh, the teachers' unions, if they could snap their fingers and tomorrow get rid of all the private schools and force all of the homeschoolers to send their kids to government school, they absolutely would.
And it's a real tough place to be in, too, especially if you are in the Democratic Party, for instance, and you do recognize the importance of privatizing education. It's difficult for you out there because the teacher union is so powerful,
right.
And so there's a lot of pandering going on just to get the money. And
yeah,
so,
what candidate can you support, at least from the Democratic side, that is going to be in favor of educational freedom?
I know. They're just not out there.
I mean, what candidate on the Republican side, aside from maybe Ron Paul?
It is there. Bigger and bigger government.
Do American parents see anything wrong with that? Apparently not. The majority of them dutifully enroll their children in government-operated schools where the only views and values permitted are the ones prescribed by the state. But controversies like the one in Lexington are reminders that Big Brother's ideas about what and how children should be taught are not always those of mom and dad. Americans differ on same-sex marriage and evolution, on the importance of sports and the value of phonics, on the right to bear arms and the reverence due to the Confederate flag. Some parents are committed secularists. Others are devout believers. Some place great emphasis on math and science. Others stress history and foreign languages. Americans hold disparate opinions on everything from the truth of the Bible to the meaning of the First Amendment, from the usefulness of rote memorization to the importance of teaching music and art. With parents so often in loud disagreement, why should children be locked into a one-size-fits-all, government-knows-best model of education?
It makes absolutely no sense. Why should someone from California be being taught the exact same thing as someone from New Hampshire?
They're not just the state differences, but you know, the belief system differences.
Exactly. Why should someone who believes in creationism have to be forced to have their student be taught evolution, or vice versa? There's just no choice in it, and it takes away parental control. It turns kids into just pretty much automatons for what the state wants.
Well, one could make the argument, Toby, that, well, we need to expose kids to various different viewpoints.
Okay, but how about what the parents decide, not what the state mandates?
Yeah, and I agree with that, because the fact is that if you give the state, the government, the power to decide school curriculum, inevitably, there may be some areas where they say, okay, we will teach both evolution and creationism at this school. You know, they might say, okay, we're going to have them both. But inevitably, there will be areas where it's one or the other.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't agree with the curriculum, too effing bad. You have to pay for it anyway.
It just takes parents out of the involvement with their kids.
Well, parents can certainly still be involved with their kids, but the system just sort of discourages that to an extent in that, you know, parents are so darn busy paying all the taxes that they have to pay, whether it's state taxes or local property taxes or whatever. They're so busy, they just, you know, shove their kids off on the establishment, on the school system, and they figure the schools will take care of their kids, and they won't have to think about worrying about what their kids are doing.
It's an entire mindset of you don't even have to decide what kind of an education your kid wants, because there's only one education for them to get.
Right, it's already been decided.
It's already been decided, so hands off. Don't worry about it. You don't need to be deciding what you want your kids to learn, because the government's going to do it for you.
Now, of course, even though it's been decided for now, it could certainly change next year, because there are still some parents that do care enough to try to institute their curriculum in the local school board. So they go and they form lobbying groups, and they go to the school board meetings, and they talk to the bureaucrats, and they try to push to get their agenda through. So things will change over time, but it's still not in a market-based mechanism where each parent gets what they want by sending their kids to the school that they've chosen.
Right.
It's one group of parents that happens to get into power. Maybe some of them get elected to the school board, and then they institute their way over top of everybody else.
And it's to the detriment of what other people want. Other people who wanted the other view being taught now don't have it, because there's no two ways to teach it if the parents aren't deciding where they're going to send their kids.
Well, not only is it detrimental in that way, but it's also detrimental to the parents that might even get their curriculum. Let's say you're a parent that gets your curriculum instituted. You've won.
Yes.
Defeated the other groups, and the school board has adopted your curriculum. But you haven't really won anything, because educational quality is still piss poor. It's still government that's educating your kids. You just happen to get your curriculum instituted. That doesn't mean your curriculum is necessarily the best, and we'll never find out whether it's the best or not, because it's yours that won, so nobody else's are able to actually compete. No one else is able to step into the marketplace and offer something drastically different, offer some new way of learning, offer something that has never been seen before, something innovative. So there's no competition going on, so therefore, even if you get to go on for the next 50 years with teaching your creationism or whatever it is that you want to teach, no one else gets to say anything about that. No one gets to compete, and so you never really get to find out whether or not your methods are truly the most effective, even if you do win the contest.
Right.
More on the way here from Mr. Jacoby. He's got some final, very good points to make on this issue of governmental education of your kids. 1-800-259-9231. I'd love for you to chime in, especially if you're a member of the Teachers Union, though I don't expect you to pick up the phone. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. We've got the live streams, broadband version of the show, the dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for their lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. We are talking about the education system in this country and just how dismal it is and just awful. The fact is, you put the government in charge of anything, you shouldn't be surprised when it screws it up.
Right. They have no incentive not to screw it up. There's no competition out there for parents to be like, well, I'm taking my kids out of school and going to the competition.
You're right.
At least not one that they have to pay out of pocket for, basically pay for education twice.
That's not to say that the people that work for government schools are necessarily bad.
No, not at all. And there's some really good teachers in there that unfortunately are trapped by the school and the bureaucracy and the whole system that they're in.
And there are some really bad ones as well that are also trapped there by the bureaucracy because once they stay for more than a certain number of years, you basically can't get rid of them.
And chances are the bad ones are paid just as much as the really good ones.
Because there's no merit-based pay, and there is pay based on tenure. So the longer they're there, the more they get paid, which isn't how it works in the real world.
Oh, no.
So they're like sort of isolated in this ivory tower of academia, and it really just needs to end. The government needs to get the hell out of education because these are your kids we're talking about. This is their, these are their formative years. This is when they can absorb the most information of their entire life. And you're letting the government handle this job?
No, we've seen anyone who's just gotten their driver's license can easily see how badly the government screws up. Just the bureaucracy there and how you would let the same people who are in charge of driver's licenses be in charge of your kids.
Yeah, get your kids out. If they're in government schools, do whatever it takes to get them out. In the meantime, we continue with Jeff Jacoby, who, by the way, is still a columnist for the Boston Globe. His story here on government education. He points out that parents are so different. Parents believe different things, you know, about everything from the First Amendment to different types of learning, rote memorization, importance of music and art, history, foreign languages, some like math and science. Parents have different viewpoints. And he points out that with parents so often disagreeing with one another, why should children be locked into a one-size-fits-all, government-knows-best model of education? Nobody would want the government to run 90% of the nation's entertainment industry. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
Government-made movies? I mean, nothing would ever get done. You'd get, like, one movie a year instead of hundreds, if you're lucky. Nobody thinks that 90% of all housing should be owned by the state. Yet the government's control of 90% of the nation's schools leaves most Americans strangely unconcerned. But we should be concerned, not just because the quality of government schooling is so often poor or its costs so high, not just because public schools are constantly roiled by political storms, and not just because schools backed by the power of the state aren't accountable to parents and can ride roughshod over their concerns, and not just because the public school monopoly, like most monopolies, resists change, innovation, and excellence. All of that is true, but a more fundamental truth is this. In a society founded on political and economic liberty, government schools have no place. Free men and women do not entrust to the state the molding of their children's minds and character, as we wouldn't trust the state to feed our kids, or to clothe them, or to get them to bed on time. Neither should we trust the state to teach them. What 19th century Democrats understood, 21st century Americans need to relearn. Education is too important to be left to the government.
I couldn't agree more.
And I as well, because it is really just so critical. I mean, this is why we're in such a bad way today. Really.
As soon as the government really got involved is when you can see the progression of the tyranny of the state.
You can certainly see the progression of the tyranny of the state, and you can also see the sort of the regression, if you will, of the intelligence of the American youth.
Yep.
I mean, it seems like generation after generation, not even, I mean, it's happening even faster than generations, like class after class, year after year, it just keeps getting worse. Ever since the 1950s, when the Department of Education was created and the federal government
centralized everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was bad before because the government was still involved before that, but the more centralized it is, the worse things get. And, of course, then they, you know, they're handing down their diktats and their mandates that all the states and the local governments have to follow. So it essentially homogenized education ever more than it had ever been. And if you look at the statistics, it's clear that the test scores continue to drop while the funding from the federal government continues to go up.
Right. It costs more to educate kids than it ever did. Then why are we not seeing better educated kids.
It's well, we know why.
Of
it's
course.
Because it's not just about the money. Though that's what the teachers' unions will tell you. They'll tell you that
we're underfunded.
Yep.
But yet, private schools manage to oftentimes teach for much less money and get much better results.
It's true. And homeschoolers even do better than private schoolers.
Some of the top homeschooled kids get their whole education the entire year for just a few hundred dollars a year, not to mention that their teacher, though, is the greatest, their parent is the greatest teacher they can have.
Right. Some people, I think, are very cynical about homeschool. You know, they'll say, oh, well, their teachers, you know, their parents are really good teachers. You can't just have every parent go out and homeschool their kids.
Well, unfortunately, in the society where we live, where oftentimes both parents are required to be working in order to pay all the bills and pay all their taxes, but in households where one parent can stay home and teach the kids, you get some pretty smart kids out of it.
I have to say that the homeschooled kids I have seen, their parents certainly aren't educational scholars necessarily.
No, you don't need to be.
But apparently not, because their kids are brilliant for how old they are.
And what I found, one of the most important things in teaching is teaching kids how to learn and how fun it is to learn. And that's what you see a lot of homeschool parents doing, is letting the kids explore on their own and do their own learning, where that's not how it is in the public schools.
Right.
In the public schools, you're sitting at a desk staring out the window waiting for the day to end.
And you get your syllabus or whatever, and they tell you what you're going to learn. And if you don't like it, well, too bad.
Yeah.
You have to learn it anyways. And it's just, I can tell you, that turned me off, man, as sort of just being an anti-authoritarian from birth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just sort of always been this way. I don't like it when you tell me I have to do something. I don't care if the book's good. I don't like it.
A lot of kids don't
either. Right.
Kids are in a rebellion stage, and unfortunately, some of them do just throw the book. I mean, I'm not saying education's completely important for everyone, but it is important to get an education. But so a lot of kids just throw it out the window with this government system that they don't agree with and don't get any education.
Yeah, and then they hunker down for the next 12 years or whatever, or 10 years, however long they're left in the system, and they just, they get through it.
Yeah, they don't want to go out and learn what interests them on their own.
Well, they probably wouldn't have time to do that. But yeah, you're right. It does kill their initiative. It does kill their interest in learning things. There are certain things, like Julia, my girlfriend, she will point out from time to time certain issues will come up, and she'll just say she's not interested because, well, when she was in school, they wanted her to learn these things, and she didn't want to learn them, and she's still not interested in learning them after the fact. And I found that to be true for me to some extent, but I really discovered that learning is fun after I got out of government school, because then I could pick the topics that I wanted to learn and study them to my heart's content online with all kinds of information available at my fingertips. I like to learn again, but I only found that on my own. It was not the help of any government school teacher that resulted in that.
Yeah, one size does not fit all. Kids need to be able to learn on their own and explore on their own.
800-259-9231. Coming up, your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more? can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Go and edit it to your heart's content. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dwight in Idaho. Dwight, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Super. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I've got a great news story. We were talking about education. Let's talk about the education of our police officers.
Okay.
And the most recent, this is from KTVB.com, our local news station. The most recent graduates of the Idaho Police Academy chose a slogan that's stirring controversy. It read, quote, "Don't suffer from PTSD. Go out and cause it."
Yeah, we actually covered that story at the very end of the show last night, and it is outrageous. Basically, what they do is the whole class of Police Academy graduates, in this case, I think there were 43 of them, 43 graduates, they all have to agree on their class slogan. And so that's what they came up with.
And these are the police that are going to be out there supposedly protecting and serving.
Right. Yeah, that's right. What their attitude is. We're going to go out and cause you some PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Cause trauma.
Right.
That's essentially what they're saying. The blinders are completely off now. They don't even speak in propaganda anymore. It's just completely open, naked force.
Yeah, this is just the us versus them, that thin blue line. It's not even... They don't even pretend it doesn't exist anymore.
Yep. Well, now, the rest of the story there talks about how the officials were backtracking as soon as they found out that that was the official class slogan.
But it's still the people who are doing it. The people who are out on the street. 43 of them agreed to do this?
Yeah. Exactly.
But the officials were only backtracking because they got caught. I guarantee if there was no news story, there would have been no backtracking.
Yep, exactly right. And as Toby said, even if they hadn't have published that, you still now know exactly what these people are thinking about. Even if their class slogan was to protect and serve, then you'd still, now we know what they're really thinking and what's going on in their heads is that these people that we serve are actually scum, we're better than they are, and we're going to make their lives living hell.
Well, this is why when I always talk about the legalization of drugs and stuff, that people are like, well, you don't want, methamphetamine addicts living next door to you. I would tell them, look, I'm terrified when I go out of the house. I'm not afraid of meth addicts. I'm afraid of state troopers. Those are the people that scare me.
Yeah, well,
meth addicts don't bother me at all.
Absolutely. A meth addict is just going to sit in his house and get high and, clean and stuff. Really, the only threat that you face from a meth addict is if he runs out of money for his drugs. That's when there's a problem, and the only reason he's running out of money is because he's paying black market prices, which are drastically inflated above where they would normally be in the marketplace. If methamphetamine was completely legal, it would be as, cheap as caffeine or something like that.
Yeah, nicotine, one of the most addictive drugs out there. We don't see people getting knocked up for a pack of cigarettes. People aren't going out and robbing houses for a pack of cigarettes because it's legal.
Exactly. Dwight, any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it. I just wanted to make sure you guys got that story since I live in Boise. I saw that yesterday and thought this is perfect for Free Talk Live.
Very good, sir. You are right. We beat you to it, though. It's still always worth bringing up again. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking cops, let's talk about an interesting little scheme that they've come up with. This in Columbus, Ohio, ABC News reporting, Robin Garrison, an off-duty 42-year-old firefighter, was walking in Berliner Park in Columbus in May when he saw a woman sunbathing topless under a tree. He approached her, and they started talking, getting comfortable, the woman smiling and resting her foot on his shoulder at one point. She's friendly. Eventually, she asked to see Garrison's penis. He unzipped his pants and complied. Seconds later, undercover police officers pulled up in a van and arrested Garrison. He was later charged with public indecency, a misdemeanor based on video footage taken by cops who were targeting men having sex or masturbating in the park.
Oh, this was a sting?
It was a sting operation.
Oh, my God. And
this is what they're spending their
baffling.
Time on.
And how is this not entrapment?
Well, that's what the firefighter is suggesting. He's saying he was entrapped. While topless sunbathing is legal in the city's parks, exposing more than that is against the law. The case is just one of the more extreme examples of police stings aimed at luring people into committing crimes, a tactic that's resulted in hundreds of arrests, many convictions, and plenty of controversy. But the part they leave out in the story is that each arrest and conviction results in court costs and all kinds of fines and money for the system.
It just goes to show how the system works. They're not there to protect people. They're there to create criminals.
Well, now let's let law enforcement speak for themselves here. They say that such sting operations are extremely effective means of lowering crime rates and stopping the criminally minded before they commit worse offenses.
Oh, yeah, this guy was on the track to some bad news.
Yeah, he was about to rape her, actually, apparently. That's what he's suggesting. That's what this guy is suggesting, is that this guy was going to go out and rape somebody had they not caught him pulling his penis out in the public park.
Man, What single guy walking through the... I'm not saying maybe he's not single. What guy walking through the park sees a topless woman who's interested? This is just nature taking its course.
She asked him. She asked him to see his unit. Anyway, from early 2006 to the spring of 2007, there were 160 citations for public indecency in the city, according to an investigation by 10 TV News. Among those who were caught in the stings, an Ohio State University doctor, clearly a rapist on his off hours, government employees, and a retired highway trooper. But such operations veer dangerously close to entrapment, say lawyers, civil libertarians, and defendants who've been caught in sting operations. At Garrison's trial, again, this guy's a fireman in town. His attorney argued it was a case of entrapment. Columbus police utilized this topless woman to snare this man. He sees her day after day, and he's not some seedy pervert. The argument failed to sway a Franklin County Municipal Court jury.
Wow.
Why?
This is what makes me so hopeless, is the jury's convicting people of these things.
They go right along with it.
This thing should have been thrown out.
You know what they do, though? I mean, the lawyers, they have the ability to, they got the voir dire process mm-hmm. where they can reject potential jurors for any old reason they want to. They don't even have to give a reason.
Yeah, they pick the automatons who will listen to judge based on what the law is, not on what you think is right or wrong.
Right, so they'll ask, you know, in a question about public, a trial about public indecency, they'll probably ask the potential jurors questions like, how do you feel about being naked in public?
Yeah.
And so anybody that says, oh, I'm fine with it, you're out.
Not really a jury of your peers.
No, definitely not. In this case, it's probably a jury of prudes because they found him guilty of public indecency. He was ordered to stay away from the park, placed on a year's probation, and fined $250.
Well, did he get put on the sex offenders list?
That's a good question. It doesn't specify that. I presume that...
Because this type of charge can really mess up someone's life.
You better believe
it. It can take someone who's having a perfectly normal life, who's a good member of society, and totally flip them around to getting them kicked out of where they're living sometimes.
Now he's under investigation now. As far as his job is concerned, he remains on paid desk duty while the fire department conducts an internal investigation as to his behavior. The fire chief says, we want to be held to a higher standard, and we're in the community every day, and we put our best foot forward, but sometimes we stumble and make a mistake. We. You know, would you stop with this collectivist crap? Each of your firemen is an individual, and they each might, you know, they each have a chance of making a mistake, but in this case, his mistake was, what, talking to a pretty lady in the park and doing what she asked him to do?
I know. This thing never should have been set up in the first place.
Right. Garrison couldn't be reached for the comment. That's the fireman. Schimanski plans to appeal the verdict, that's his lawyer, on the grounds that the jury wasn't instructed on the definition of entrapment. This story continues, though. 800-259-9231, more about these sort of entrapment techniques that the police are using. And, of course, no one actually has committed a crime against anyone else's person here.
Yeah, where's
no
the victim?
Right. Where, indeed, is the victim? Of course, it's going to be the state that is supposedly the victim, and that's a whole other issue. We'll get to that. Your calls as well. Whatever's on your mind goes, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve, stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks.
I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we the people say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows was to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Stakel CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head on over and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Do get on board with the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that since we give you all the features on the website for free, that this is above and beyond all that. It's a great way for you to help the show get on more radio stations across the country. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Send us $3 a month. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AmpOnly call-in line, chat room, forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to help out the show, and it's completely voluntary. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now then, we're talking about police trickery, and this is just the lowest of the low as far as... They've been tricking people in Ohio with a topless lady hanging out in one of those city parks, which apparently is completely legal, which I think is great, by the way, that you can be
awesome.
Topless in the park. But they've put a topless woman in the park, and they've instructed her to be very flirtatious. They've instructed her to chat up potential males that are walking by and... You know, sort of ensnare them and bring them close to her and then touch them and stuff and then ask them to take their penis out.
Yeah, and it's just asking guys to go against their instincts.
Right. Apparently, they're committing a crime by doing what this woman asked them to do.
Right. And, I mean, maybe the guys shouldn't be doing this in the middle of the park, but who's... causing them to do it in the first place.
Right. It's not very likely that he's flashing it around to everyone who's in the near vicinity.
No, chances are he's trying to keep it as discreet as possible.
He's probably just trying to show it to the young lady per her request.
Yes, she asked him to.
Right, and it's at that point that the squad comes rushing in with their handcuffs to arrest the guy. And he's not the only one that this has happened to. So, really, I mean, there's so many different issues here. Of course, there's the main issue that the ABC News story is focusing on, and that is that some people are saying this is entrapment, and I think they're right. There's that issue. And then there's the other issue of, as we had just pointed out, where's the victim?
Yeah, there's these victimless crimes that the cops are focusing so much time on. What's it getting us besides costing us money and making criminals out of everyday, normal, innocent people?
Well, it certainly gets the system money because they get to charge people court costs and fine them and that sort of thing. In this case, the guy had a $250 fine to pay. He's also got something on his record now, and it's possibly going to lose him his job as a fireman.
But so the cops get money in, the system gets money in, but what we don't know is how much they're spending on the outlay. We don't know how much they're paying the cops, you know, if they're paying them overtime or whatever.
Right.
They've got a squad of guys. They're paying the woman under the tree. They're paying, you know, whoever it is that's operating the surveillance equipment to record this because they caught the guy on tape. So they've got a surveillance van out there. I don't know how much that costs, but they've got, you know, probably at least a couple guys running the surveillance van. You've got probably a couple more guys that are out there to actually do the arrest, because you can't have the guys in the van monitoring run out to do the arrest. You got to have somebody nearby for that. So I'm guessing there's probably at least four cops involved, plus the topless woman.
Yeah, and let's not to that doesn't even bring into account what happens afterwards, taking the guy to trial, paying for the prosecution,
sure,
to, and the whole court system cost, the judge.
Right.
I mean, how much are we really trying to spend to create these criminals?
There's no way to really estimate, at least from our position, how mm-hmm. much this is costing taxpayers. But, you know, the fact is, these are victimless crimes. No one is being harmed. He's not like, this guy was not arrested flashing a little girl or something like that, where at least you could make the argument that, you know, he was ruining her mind or something, right, by showing her mm-hmm. his member. This woman asked for it. I mean, how much closer to entrapment can you get?
And why are the police out there trying to get... Like, the whole, this kind of thing drives me crazy. I was watching Cops the other night. I was on vacation in Florida and had mm-hmm. some TV to finally watch. I don't normally watch TV, but I was watching Cops, and it was an entrapment scheme very similar, except they were doing little small $5 bags of marijuana, and it just...
What were they doing with them?
They were having they had a car out there selling them to people who would come up on the street, mm-hmm. and then they'd take the person's car and everything.
Oh, man.
For $5 worth of asset forfeiture, for $5 worth of marijuana. I'm just sitting there watching it like, what are they getting out of this? How is society becoming better by putting
it's
these
not.
People in the system, ruining these people's lives?
It's not, and it's not their goal to make society better. That's sort of the glossy sheen.
Right,
that
that's what we're being told, though.
Right.
The commentary on there is like cleaning up the streets and all this stuff. And
just nonsense.
It's disgusting. It made me really happy I don't have TV and I'm not subjected to that kind of crap.
The goal is to make money for the department, is to bring in arrests and to bring people into the system, because once you arrest them, then if it's just like a $5 bag of marijuana, they're probably not going to spend much more than a night mm-hmm. in jail on that, but they will get some probation.
And they got the person's car, every single person. They forfeited their car for the just the one thing. There was the one sad story of the guy, it's like, it's my dad's car, I was borrowing it to go to the store. They're like, sorry,
too
you
bad.
Were driving it.
Stars now, kid.
Yep.
So essentially, they're just behaving like a criminal gang. I mean, it's just, this is gang mentality. They have the power. They've got guns. They're willing to use them in order to separate people from their money and separate them from their possessions in the cases of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, car after car after car, that's thousands of, they can rack up thousands of dollars in one night just on the cars they can confiscate and auction later on.
Yeah, and sometimes they get to use them themselves. I was down in Florida on vacation and saw some pretty nice cars, not normal cop cars, and all mm-hmm. I could think is, oh, that probably came from asset forfeiture. Now, you don't see a lot of Ferraris with blue lights on them that the police department's going to buy themselves.
Exactly. So nobody's lives are being improved by this, except for the, you know, the administrators in the police department who get a supplemented budget as a result of taking people's money and possessions from them. This is nothing more than just a scam. It's nothing more than robbery.
Yeah,
it's criminal.
There's very little in the definition of a criminal in what these people are doing. If an outsider was to look on this, someone who had no idea what our society was about and mm-hmm. looked at them versus a criminal, how could they tell the difference?
I don't know, and that's a great question. If you can answer it, 800-259-9231. There's actually more to the story. The story then goes on to talk about the New York situation that we talked about recently on this program, where the NYPD has been putting bags and wallets, shopping bags, for instance, containing a cell phone or an iPod or an Xbox 360. They'll put a bag down in the subway, and they'll just sit there and wait for someone to pick it up.
Is that against the law to pick it up?
Apparently it is.
It's kind of like the good saying of locks keep honest people honest. I mean, why are we putting it, tempting people like this?
Because, they want the money. They want the arrests. In this particular case, they left a bag with an Xbox 360. Someone came by and picked it up, of course. and said here that I guess one of these lawyers said it's pretty straightforward. This is a police-created crime. He defended a man who took a bag containing the Xbox, a Sprint cell phone, and cash. The police set this whole thing up. They shouldn't be doing that and luring people into this situation, especially in this age of terrorism where the transit system's telling you to be on the lookout for suspicious bags. The judge agreed with the lawyer, acquitting his client, saying the police should concentrate their noble efforts. I don't know if I agree they're noble, but the police should concentrate their noble efforts on behalf of the city on countering real crimes committed every day. I mean, even some of the judges are saying, what the hell are you guys doing?
What are you bringing before me in my courtroom?
They don't need to manipulate a situation where temptation may overcome even people who would normally never think of committing a crime.
And it's tough thinking of what I would do in one of these situations. I mean, I don't know. Who's to say the guy wasn't picking it up to turn it in somewhere, even, to take it
right
to the authorities?
I don't think they give them enough of a chance to find that out.
It's baffling. And what these bureaucrats do, what the cops do, is they then, after they have all these arrests, they can show their statistics and then their inflated numbers about how much they've been cracking down on crime.
You're right. That's another good point. Yeah.
They can grow their bureaucracy even bigger.
It says here the definition of entrapment is a police activity that induces somebody to commit a crime that they otherwise wouldn't do. It's not entrapment to give someone an opportunity to commit a crime. So the police are basically playing on the outskirts of the definition of entrapment here, the legal definition. They explain that entrapment involves an officer cajoling and persuading someone who's resistant to the idea of committing a crime. Just preying on a predisposition is not necessarily entrapment.
I don't know. It's pretty close, and it doesn't really seem to go with the spirit of the law anyways.
I think it's despicable, and I think that, again, if the government wasn't involved in protection, if we had marketplace protection where people were hiring hiring organizations to protect them, their life, their liberty, and their property, then that's all those companies would be doing.
Well, yeah, there would have to be a victim.
Nonsense.
There would have to be a victim for someone to be going after them.
Someone would have to be able to complain about something. 1-800-259-9231. Is that outrageous for us to suggest that there needs to be a victim in order for there to be a crime? I mean, that used to be the definition of crime until government got in charge of it. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk the Amish.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.